One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's daily news time. I'm Ross Chanley, joined once again via the internet by Tom Dutton.
Hey.
Both in isolation yet again. We are working on getting this live for you guys, but we're going to premiere it for now. So any questions, comments that you may have, get them in and we'll answer them as soon as we can. And it's once again brought to you in association with The Athletic, the home of football writing. You want to start a 7-day free trial and get 50% off your yearly subscription, go to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Some boss content out there in a minute. You know, it's a struggle for certain things, and they don't do clickbait. They do some really in-depth analysis, some really insightful stuff, don't they, Tom? It's stuff you don't think about, really, as we showed you yesterday. But I've got one that we're going to start with today. And he says, Tom, will we really finish the season in June? Football's new calendar explained. And it breaks it all down. It's what we're kind of talking about. It's kind of in-depth, articulated kind of stuff. So 8 weeks after the outbreak of the virus, led to some Olympic women's football qualifiers being moved from one Chinese province to another. The last football fixtures were removed from the calendar everywhere. So we know that all major European leagues have been postponed. But yesterday we found out that Euro 2020 has been moved to 2021.
Yeah.
So basically it kind of breaks down, but it should be, they've done this so that it can finish at the end of June. So it says, okay, what has it decided and who decided it? So Arteta got the virus. The Premier League was forced to suspend its season. All European football governing body UEFA invited 55 member associations and FIFA club association, European leagues and World Players Union, FIFA Pro, to discuss how the game should tackle the coronavirus outbreak. So the outcome of that has been to suspend the Euros, Tom.
There's some really interesting stuff in this article, to be honest, Ross. I mean, there's a tweet by Dale Johnson, which you can just get on Twitter. You don't need to go on this to find it. But it's really interesting. If we want to finish the season by June 20th, it speaks about Man City having to start playing by April 15th.
Yeah.
And it's saying there's 16 possible games there, but that's with one-legged Champions League semi-finals and quarter-finals. But if they play it normally, they could have 19 games to get to the Champions League final and finish every, if they want to go the furthest in every competition, that's 3 to 4 days break in between each game for 2 months, Ross.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, I know we're trying to get this season finished and wrapped up, and it speaks about like different tactics that you could use. It says here, one possible hurry up would be to come up with a series of playoffs to decide who wins what, who comes up and who goes down. I would hate that. Imagine Liverpool and Man City having to play a playoff for the Premier League, and we lose but that kind of thing. There are different options, but it also seems like we're cramming it in when let's just take our time with it and let the season be played out and not kill off the players. For me,
I think a lot of it is to do with the TV rights. So I think the TV rights kind of at the end of June. On, you know, me and Chris spoke about this last night. You know, is that negotiable? Can you move that? Because it's a unique situation. That Man City thing as well, Tom, it includes a 1 week international break. And do you necessarily need that in there? The competitions that you touched on, the Champions League, obviously, which Liverpool aren't in, so it doesn't really affect us. But, you know, do you postpone that? Do you just kind of completely sack that off? The FA Cup, do you just completely sack that off?
I think you've got to look after the welfare of these players. They speak about, in this article as well, it is a really interesting article, so I'd go read it, but they speak about, like, players are going to need a mini pre-season. I think it's right. You can't just stop playing football for a month and then expect to be at your peak again. It's not going to happen like that, and this is unprecedented, and I think a lot of good's going to come from this as well. Look, it's a terrible, terrible thing that's happening. The whole world's affected, and a lot of people are dying. It is awful. I think a lot of good and restructuring is going to come from this, though. I think everyone's going to have to take a step back and go, okay, are we putting too much pressure on these kind of things? Do we need to like take the workload off in case something like this happens again? Because it could do.
Yeah, just from your perspective and the people in the comments, if you were to take the red tinted glasses off, I think you kind of touched on it already, but what would you want to happen? Are you saying just start the Premier League season August, September, if that needs to happen? Because I know loads of people kind of say, well, you want Liverpool to win the Premier League, but so many times, loads of us have said, but it's the fair way to decide who gets Champions League spots, who gets relegated, who gets promoted. Because if you just say, just null and void it, then all those teams are going to kick off.
Yeah, you can't null and void it. I think everyone in football, apart from two people, have been like, no, you can't do that. And I think you've got to finish this season. I think you've got to let people know where they stand and what have you. But I think that's going to come at a cost of future competitions. I think next season's Premier League is going to be affected. It just will be. The Euros is obviously already affected. The FIFA Club World Cup is going to be affected. I think
Copa America's been postponed as well.
There you go. There's loads of different competitions that haven't started yet. And they've just gone, look, we're going to have to sack these off. And I think it might even be a case of, like, the Euros might go to 2021, and then you've got to then postpone the World Cup until 2023, and then that ruins that whole kind of cycle.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to be smart about this, just because we're setting our ways. Maybe I'm wrong, and if you disagree with me in the comments, please let me know and give us your thoughts about what you think should be happening and what you want to see. But I think that's how you've got to do it.
Would you say the same for AFCON as well, then? Because that's supposed to happen in January.
Get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Why are we forcing all these things in? I know they're in the calendar, I get it. But look, it is money, and that's what it's going to come down to, unfortunately. But I say unfortunately, a lot of money's in this. A lot of people have paid to get their money back, kind of thing. I understand all that. Mm. You've got to finish this season. You've got to.
Yeah. Just on talk of money as well, there's a report here in the Echo from Dan Kay. Says Sky Sports will now let you suspend your TV package free due to the coronavirus. Sky and BT had initially said they would not be refunding customers who have now none of live sport that they have paid for. Sky Sports announced they will permit customers to suspend their sports subscriptions because of their significantly reduced amount of live sports and their channels due to the coronavirus outbreak. With sporting fixtures and events across the planet being postponed and cancelled in their droves due to the pandemic, Sky Sports schedules have been drastically altered. And this is a great move as well, Tom, not just because there's no football on, but people are losing jobs left, right and centre. People are being sent home from work. You know, we're very fortunate that we can work from home, we can do this and make content. But, you know, I've spoken to so many people. I think we touched on yesterday, like day by day, it was going... been sent home from work. I got three phone calls yesterday of people saying, do you need people for shows? Because I've been sent home from work. They might be working from home, but there's others that, you know, Sky Sports is expensive anyway. But if you're thinking, you know, personally, from, I don't know if you're doing it yourself, but I'm thinking in a month's time, if something happens, like I'm looking at my subscriptions, what I'm paying for, I'm thinking I need to make cuts, I need to save money. And, you know, it's fair play from Sky Sports, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is spot on, I think. I mean, I understand why BT Sport haven't followed suit as well. I get it because, again, people have paid for packages and they're just kind of going, well, you've paid for it.
It's not their fault, though, is it? Because they'll be angry with the governing bodies as much as they can be because they've paid for the content to supply to other people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, look, yeah, I've put out a lot of money. I feel like I'm really... kind of backing the big companies here when I'm not. I mean, I am, but I don't want it to come across like that. I just feel like, look, people, it's unprecedented. A lot of people have put a lot of money into stuff and it is mad. Like I say, it's going to be a whole restructuring thing. And then I think it is right by Sky, though, ultimately, to be able to just say, look, we know people are going to find this hard. We know that. I think it's kind of a PR ploy as well, to be honest with you, because then people will go back to them and be like, you sorted me out in this kind of trying time. I'll put more faith in you maybe in the future.
I heard someone suggest before that Netflix should just be free for everyone and then people will be halfway through box sets and then by the time it comes to an end, they'll sign up because they want to finish the box set. UEFA president hits out at fake news that Liverpool will be handed Premier League title. Alexander Kefirin explained that Liverpool would not be handed the title despite a 25-point lead at Tuesday's summit on the coronavirus crisis facing football. Just let me find the actual quotes there, Tom. Tom, I think he's probably right that we've not just handed it.
I don't want it handed to me. That would be the worst thing that could ever happen, imagine. Like, obviously, look, we'd win the title and we'd deserve it regardless, but I think And let me know your thoughts in the comments again. Do you want to be handed a title so everyone can just say you got handed it, or do you want to finish the season and be like, no, we earned this the whole way through? I think it'd be really detrimental to it in the future to be able to. I want to be able to say that Liverpool played the whole season, won the Premier League fair and square, whether that be in two games or finish the season or whatever, but we've got to win it by our own way.
The quote here, quoted by the Mirror, said, "I saw and heard some fake news that UEFA will advise leagues to finish the championships now and decide that the winners are the ones who are number one now. I can say that is not true. Our goal was to finish the leagues, and we didn't recommend anything like that to any association or league." So, again, that reiterates the fact that they want to finish it. And again, it comes back to the money situation, doesn't it, Tom? Because the amount that they're going to miss out on, the leagues are going to miss out on, the clubs are going to miss out on it. I know it's important to remember in all this as well. It's not just Premier League sides. I think Liverpool are quite fortunate, you know, the amount of money that they make. But, you know, keen to finish leagues for the sake of non-league lower division teams so they can get income as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's been quite a few teams out there now that are laying off staff and not being able to afford bills, and it makes you really, I think, again, that's why I'm talking about this restructuring thing, because there's so many grassroots football teams and teams with not much money who are going to go bust, and then what do you do for that? You've got to, through no fault of their own, it's not because they've been bad at football or badly run, it's purely because they've not had the funding. We know they've not had the funding for years, but no one's done anything about it because it's not really been a big issue. And then as soon as there is a big issue about it, they go bust. It's such a shame that nothing's been done about it earlier, because we've kind of been concentrating on doing 17 competitions in a season.
It's a shame that it might take something like this for, you know, the gap between the Premier League and those lower division teams to be a bit more even. But again, you know, it's also business as well, isn't it? It's not just the sport. So, you know, as horrible as that sounds, that's where we're at. Moving on, Liverpool. James Pearce reveals Pep Linders or Julian Nagelsmann could succeed Jurgen Klopp. This is how far we've got into there's been no news. I really struggled to sort this out. But he was speaking for a Q&A for The Athletic, and he was asked about, you know, who could potentially take over. And he basically said that Pep Linders is highly regarded by, obviously, Jurgen Klopp and the above people at Liverpool Football Club. Obviously, he left to go and do a bit of management, and when he was available to come straight back, the fact that, you know, he welcomed open arms and wanted him back at Liverpool kind of suggests how highly thought of he is at the club. But also Nagelsmann is obviously doing really well with Leipzig at the minute. You know, he's very young, but he's very experienced, and he's, you know, his reputation is very good. But I think Pearce also kind of put off the idea of Steven Gerrard, with those two being, you know, the front runners, as it were. Not that Klopp's leaving, but, you know.
If Klopp left, I think I'd top myself with all this that's going on. My word. I think we've always known that. I think Pep Linders is the one that everyone wants, but I was just thinking about it then. What if he just wants to stay with Klopp? He's got a great little duo thing going there. Klopp obviously trusts him a lot, and he could go anywhere with Klopp, and he could build a fantastic side. And yeah, Pep Linders has gone to management, so maybe he'd want to manage Liverpool in the future. But like, we're thinking about this, like, oh, we get Pep Linders when he leaves, but Pep just might go, no, I like the role that I have. I like to be able to coach behind the scenes. Don't need to put up with any of this media stuff. I don't need to be the man everyone looks at. I just do my job and make sure all the players do their jobs. Maybe he likes the fact that he's kind of behind Klopp in that instance. I don't know.
Also, how do you fill those shoes? And I know that the same could be said when they had the boot room era, and there was obviously Shankly and Paisley, and obviously, you know, Paisley was very, very successful, you know, after Shankly. So, you know, I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but also if you're Pep Linders, like you said, spotlight's not on me. You know, I can do that. They're getting well with the players, but also get on well with Jurgen Klopp. Why put yourself under the pressure? And ultimately, if you fail being a manager at Liverpool Football Club, it's really hard as it is. But to follow on from Jurgen Klopp is impossible.
Yeah. I mean, let us know in the comments, who would you have out of them three? Gerrard, Nagelsmann and Pep Linders. Which one would you have?
Final story, Tom, coronavirus again. Sadio Mane makes a donation to Senegal Health. Liverpool forward Sadio Mane has made a donation of 30 million FCFA, which is around 45,000 euros, which is £41,000. I didn't do the math, it's on the article, the BBC, to fight the coronavirus in his home country of Senegal. Again, you know, we saw Liverpool players donate to the food banks earlier this week, and sometimes I think it's an expectancy of people that just to go and do this, or maybe people, a lot of footballers do it behind closed doors and don't really see about it. But, you know, Sadio Mane's done this quite a lot. I think he says he doesn't want flash cars, doesn't want massive houses, and he's really keen on building a community, you know, his home country. So I thought it was just nice to end on a lighter note.
Yeah, I love this. It doesn't surprise me at all. We've got a few, like, thinking of where some of our top players have come from, that, like, just some of the poverty that they've come from is unreal. I read a fantastic article on BBC about Firmino and his growing up, basically, where he grew up and how he got into football. It's amazing where some of these people come from. And I'm always taken aback by Sadio Mane and how humble he is. I always go back to there's a little video of him getting off a bus when Senegal are playing somewhere, and he just picks up two water crates, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
He just
yeah.
picks them up and walks in while the rest of the players walk in. He doesn't have to do that, but he knows that he's not better than this man. Yeah, he's not better than the man getting the water. Like, he's just like, okay, I'll just carry two. I'm not going to carry more. I'm not going to overburden myself, but I can carry two, so I'm going to. And I think I love that fact about him. I love the fact that he's just nice and none of this kind of fame and wealth and all this has affected him. He's still trying to make the life of everyone he knows back in his home country. And not even that, probably in Liverpool. If someone was struggling in Liverpool, I'm sure he'd help you out in any way. He's just a great man.
Yeah, right, cool. We'll end it there. Don't forget to get your questions and comments in the chat, and we'll answer them as soon as we can. Tom, thanks for joining me. Again, we're going to try and do this live at some point. Probably going to be next week now, isn't it, I think, Tom?
Yeah, we're still figuring out a few little options in terms of the production stuff. We do have programmes there for it to be done. We just need to make sure that we can work out the kinks so that everything's kind of as good as possible for you guys to be watching. But hopefully we'll be back in the office in the next week, maybe, or the week after. We'll just have to see. We're kind of playing it by ear, just like every one of you are.
Yeah, sounds so. Go and check out The Athletic as well if you need some written content to keep your football fix going. It's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. We'll be back tomorrow. We go check out the redmentv.com as well. Your first month's completely free. So again, if you want content, podcast form downloadable, written content, videos, we're going to do as much content as we can between now and whenever the football kicks off again. And we'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.